Blog Talk Radio.
With joy,
Thank you. You deserve. Yeah. in showing grace to others, we begin to experience the greater depths and the joy of our Heavenly Father. In offering mercy to the undeserving, we shine the light of God's grace into the darkness of a world without second chances. May we not be like the unforgiving servant in Matthew 18, but instead be like our loving Savior. May we not conform to the patterns of unforgiveness found all around us, but instead cast our hope on heaven and let go of which the world would deem rightfully ours. May we commit scandals of grace that the lost cannot comprehend and the world cannot explain. May the love of our Heavenly Father shine through us as we run out to meet the weak and simple at their point of need and offer them mercy and compassion. In 1 Corinthians chapter 13, 1 through 3, verses 1 through 3 says, "If I speak in the tongues of men and angels, but have not love, I am noisy, going on clanging cymbal. And if I have prophetic powers and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have all faith, so as to remove mountains, but have not love, I am nothing. So if I give away all I have, and if I deliver up my body to be burned, but have not love, I gain nothing. So may we gain everything as we seek to love others with God's compassion and grace. May we love beyond what the world understands and offer grace beyond what anyone can expect. Take time in guided prayer to allow God to fill you with the fresh revelation of grace you've been shown. Allow your Father to fill you with heart for others and ask the Holy Spirit to transform you into a minister of His divine grace today. So first, allow God to fill you with a fresh revelation of His limitless grace. Meditate on Scripture and allow it to fill your heart with thanksgiving and how compassionate your Heavenly Father is. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 through 9, "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing. It is a gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one may boast." Titus chapter 3, verse 7, "So that being justified by His grace, we might become heirs according to the hope of eternal life." And John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish, but have eternal life." So secondly, ask your Heavenly Father to fill you with His heart for others. Ask Him to whom He wants to offer grace through you today. Ask Him how you can reveal His love and compassion heart to the lost around you. In Matthew chapter 5, verse 16, "In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven." And thirdly, ask the Holy Spirit to transform you into a minister of divine grace. Ask Him to give you the courage and perspective to love, forgive, and show grace to the undeserving. In 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 8, "And God is able to make all grace abound to you, so that having all sufficiency in all things at all times, you may abound in every good work." So the Father in the parable of the prodigal son didn't hesitate to show his rebellious child his grace. Okay, He ran out to meet him at his point of greatest need and restored him to the life which he had been born. So don't hesitate to show grace today. Don't wait to be used by your Heavenly Father. Run out to meet those who are at their lowest point. Affirm and encourage those who have given up on themselves. Love and restore those who feel shame and helplessness. May your Heavenly Father use you in powerful ways to reveal His loving grace to a world in desperate need of unmerited mercy. I highly suggest that you read Matthew chapter 18 because it will bring this devotional moment to life for you. Amen. So this brings us to the most important question of all. Okay? And that is, do you know your Lord Jesus Christ to be your personal Lord and Savior? If you do not, that's okay, because you will get a chance to in just a moment or two. Well, let me ask you, are you tired of living the way you are, not knowing which way is up or down? Okay, maybe you're lost and needing to be found, maybe you suffer from depression, or maybe you suffer from anxiety, or maybe you suffer from an addiction such as drugs and alcohol, okay? Or, okay, gambling, or overeating, or sexual immorality. Whatever it may be, see, the Lord can take that away. But in order for him to do so, folks, guess what? He's got to know you. If he doesn't know you, he can't do nothing for you. So, let me ask you, are you ready to seek out the Lord? And if so, just say the simple prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, for too long I have kept you out of my life. I know that I'm a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door or will I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation. I'm ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross for my sins at Calvary and then rose from the dead on the third day. So once again, I want to thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true, so please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, if you just said this prayer, we here at God's Rainbow Ministries want to welcome you into the family of God. And we want to say, may God bless you and may he always keep you highly favored. Well, I've got some callers. I'm going to take some callers tonight, okay? Okay. And no, this is not pre-recorded. This is live, okay? And no, I am not dead. Okay. Okay, this is, like I said, once again, June 19th, 2019. Amen. Okay, on a Tuesday. I mean, sorry, on Wednesday. Wednesday. It's Wednesday, not Tuesday. Okay, let's see. Who do I got here? Hello, you're live.
Can y'all hear me?
Yeah.
Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
How's it going, Pastor Tanner? This is Juan from Alabama.
I'm doing fine, Juan. How are you?
Wow, man, I'm doing good, man. I just had a call because I've been off of Discord for a little bit, but then I saw that stuff that talk about you dying and all that stuff, and you know,
yeah,
back up
I
to
know.
The
it's
horror
just,
stuff and all that, and I just
yeah,
wanted to call
crazy.
In and make sure.
Yeah, that's crazy. You can't believe
anything
that's been said on Discord.
I normally don't, but I just saw some of the stuff, and then I didn't get to catch up a little bit, and then I got like a notification from Blog Talk Radio about like a memorial for you and all that. So I was just wondering because I thought it was, you know, sometimes
it's not
real, sometimes it's fake, but well, now I know because you said the date, so it's not like I could have pre-recorded a long time ago and then. Say the date again, right?
Yeah, well, you know, like I said, you can't believe what you read on Discord because it's not correct. Okay? Especially
right.
it came from Dr. Pastor Kent, and you know how he feels about me, so okay. And he knows how I feel about him. Okay, so
well,
it's a mutual.
That's a crazy ass SOB. I mean, he's talking
yes,
some
he
stuff
is.
Here,
he's
man.
He's an office rocker.
Man, something's wrong with. I mean, first, I mean, I thought y'all was passionate, but something's wrong with that guy. He's got something in his head that just.
Yeah. Well, he thinks he's the owner of everything. Okay, and I gave him HGM because he wanted it. Okay. Okay, so now he thinks he owns GRM, which he doesn't. Okay, and he keeps hounding me, wanting me to give him my PIN number, which of course I will never do. Okay, okay? So,
that's crazy.
No, Dr. Pastor Ken, this is not your show, it's my show, okay? You have no rights to this. So go away, okay? I'm reading what he's typing in the chat room.
He's in your chat room?
Yeah. Yeah, I have a chat room on Blog Talk.
Okay, I thought you had like a chat room like on Discord like Tony does sometimes. Where he's
I don't do that. I got my own chat room on Blog Talk.
Y'all know I've never been in that chat room on Blog Talk because I tried that one time, then asked me to download a bunch of stuff, then a bunch of stuff started appearing, like I was watching a lot of pornos and stuff, trying to sell me stuff, and then what are them things called, the virus? I got one of them viruses. When I tried logging in a long time ago, like on your show to be in the chat a while back, I don't know if y'all remember, a long time ago, when Jasco confessed about his two suits and all that stuff, and went crazy with me, I guess, a long time ago.
Okay.
I was trying to get on the chat.
Okay.
But anyway, I thought I'd call and say hi, how you doing, but you say you got some callers, and I think I see people calling some people from Discord, so I wouldn't mind if y'all brought them on. Maybe make it a what's called an evangelical party or something like that. If y'all don't mind, I don't want people to get bored with me, just because I grow up for hours talking about Alabama football and stuff.
So I'm going to bring him on and see what he's got to say. Okay. Hello, you're on the air.
Shalom, Kitty.
Shalom, DC2. What's up?
How you doing, brother?
Oh, I'm doing fine. As you can see, I'm not dead and we're live. This is not a pre-recorded show.
Well, Kenny, I am so glad that you were not anally compacted by that horse. Let me just say this. The people that are spreading those vicious rumors need to stop. I was completely finagled. I believed it. I saw just like Juan so eloquently stated, I was sent a Blog Talk Radio notification for a memorial service for a man that's not even deceased. It's just ungodly, Kenny. I don't know what to make of it.
Yeah, I know. That's Pastor Ken for you.
Yeah, he's an interesting fella, that guy.
Yes, he is. He's more than interesting. He's downright crazy. Okay.
That is a fact. Kenny, I have a question, brother. It's not really on topic, but it's not ungodly. A friend of ours, the Cardinal, Willie Kahn, he has come into some teacup chihuahuas, and I know that you and Tony have a cat. I was wondering if maybe you would like to add a little doggy to the mix, brother.
Well, I wish we could, but we can't.
That's too bad. That is too bad. The Cardinal...
The cat's been by itself for over 7 years now, and she wouldn't take highly to a liking of something new coming into the household.
Oh, that's too bad. Cardo will be crushed. He was really excited about letting you have one of his teacup chihuahuas. You know, they're really great dogs, Kenny, but they are very feisty, so it's probably a good idea for you to steer clear of that. And also, I wanted to say that I'm a big fan of the new format and of you giving the time every so often, so we all know what time it is in the part of the show. I'm very excited. It seems like the show's taking on a new format, and it's good times, Kenny. I'm glad to be a part of it. Appreciate you taking my call, brother, and brother Juan. It's good to hear from you, my man.
Well, I'm in the failing mood, too. I'm glad. You know, I'm trying to get back in the game, if you will, trying to, you know, get back on calling in now that Pastor Ken's taking calls again. I think I'm going to be more active and calling. I'm being on the Discord a lot more. Y'all know.
Amen.
So, I kind of miss it, to be honest with you, because I know this is a good thing, Pastor Ken. I'm glad you're. The Lord works in mysterious ways, and, you know, works through you, works through basic Don Cornelius. Sometimes he works the main. You know, I'm glad, and y'all know that. So, you know, amen, and God bless, and all that good stuff. And y'all know the Crimson Tide's going to be doing really good again this year, and we look forward to the good season. So, I mean, I've been laying low a little bit, but, you know, that Clemson loss really devastated me, but I think I'm back. I think I'm back 100%. I'm over it. I've been drinking enough Jack and Coke, and I think I'm good to go.
Oh.
I'm glad to hear you back, Juan. I like to wait, and this is pre-recorded. When I constantly say this is live, June 19th of 2019, and now it's 8:47 p.m. Okay, so it can't be.
But wait a minute,
Tenet, it couldn't
be pre-recorded unless he's saying that Juan, brother Juan, and I are in on this as well, which is craziness.
Yes, I know. Let me bring this caller on and find out who it is. Okay.
Amen.
502, you're on the air.
Hello, and many blessings to you all, and also a row tide to Brother Juan. I am Guru Aprika. How are you all doing this fine evening?
Blessed and highly favored.
Roll Tide, my brother, Roll Tide.
That is excellent to hear. And Roll Tide, it is good to hear that you are well, Pastor Kin. Despite what all the fools on Discord say.
Yes, I know. You can't believe a word what comes out of Discord.
Indeed. And it is quite unfortunate that they are continuing such a slanderous and crazy saying.
No, that's coming from Pastor Kent. I don't know if you're familiar with Pastor Kent or not.
I've noticed that this Pastor Kent... I am sorry to interrupt, good pastor. I've noticed that Pastor Kent seems to be the instigator of these unfortunate sayings. Why?
Yes,
why such...
Yes. He thinks he founded everything. He found HTM, okay. You think he founded Fishers of Men Ministry? He thinks he founded, GRM. Okay, he's just an idiot, okay. And now he says he's gonna ban me from his Discord channel. Well.
Let's just focus on the show, brother. Come on.
What he's typing to me on my chat.
Well, you know how stupid he is. Come on, Kenneth. Let's stay focused. Don't worry about him. Okay. We got the good doctor on right now. Let's talk to him.
Yeah. Okay.
So, Doc, how did you find Kenneth? Did you just come across him on the Blog Talk, brother?
Yes, I have been searching for different shows that promote high spirituality and good faith amongst
Amen.
The people. And hearing Pastor Ken's show, I was very intrigued and wanted to call in to bless and wish everyone high favor and high hopes, no matter how foolish they may act.
Amen.
Amen.
Kenny, I think you got a new Kenny. I think you got a new listener, brother. And I got to say, I'm digging Doc, man. I like him. I like him a lot.
Yeah, me too.
Very intelligent.
Yeah.
I agree.
Amen.
I agree.
It's awesome to have new people. Okay. Okay, it's a gift from God.
Kenneth, don't cut the Doc off. He's talking. Let him talk.
No. It is quite all right, Brother Bishop. I do not want to interrupt anyone else on their show, for I am just a humble guest, and it would not be right to take over. Not in that sense, I assure you. I mean, talk over. I mean, no.
Amen.
Oh, amen. You don't worry about that, my brother. Okay.
He's very humble. I like this about him.
Yes. Very, very humble man. Amen. It's so good.
I like him because he said roll tide.
I knew you'd like that.
And a roll tide to you as well, Brother One.
That's what I'm talking about. Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
I do appreciate for you all taking the time to take my call, and I am certain that there might be others, and I do not wish to deprive them of the chance to speak what they will. Hopefully,
okay, I'm going to
the Lord above.
Another...
Sorry.
Okay, go ahead.
I was just going to say, hopefully, the Lord above looks favorably upon thee.
Amen. Amen. I hope it's a good call, okay? Not a foolish one, okay? 913, you're on the air.
Kenny, this Denton, man, what's going on? I'm amazed that you didn't die, brother. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I didn't die.
Yeah, I'm glad you're alive, brother. You sound good. You were a little rough last time we talked, but I'm glad you're still alive, and I was really kind of concerned. I'm not trolling or anything like that, so don't worry about that.
Yeah, you know what, like I said, you can't believe what this damn Discord. It came from Pastor Ken.
Well, it's what I was told. I didn't know what was going on, but I'm really thankful to have you here with us right now. I appreciate you calling in. I like the good doctor here calling in too. Sounds like he's going to be a good listener and stuff like that. So,
much
hope everybody else is doing all right. Juan and Donna Cornelius. So hope everybody else is doing okay. I'm glad you're live, Kenny. I didn't mean to offend you earlier. I didn't know. Like I said, I was just going off what I was told. Yeah, see, think a lot of us the only reason we actually took any belief in it, Kenny, it wasn't anything in Discord. It was more of the fact that I know Juan said he got a notification. I got a notification from Blog Talk Radio about a memorial show. Now, I have no idea who's behind that. I don't think it was Kent, because it takes money to have a two-hour blog talk show, and Kent don't have no money. So I don't want to blame it on Kent.
Evidently, Kent is back on the air somehow. Okay, I don't know where he's at or how he's back on the air. Maybe he conned somebody else, okay, out of some money, okay? Or he conned some other way.
I was just saying, that's the only reason. That's the only reason anyone believed in it. That's all I'm saying.
For him.
I didn't want to believe it was real, Kenny. I know you've done a lot for me, too. And I'm just glad that you're still around, Kenny. You know, you mean a lot to us.
Well, thanks a lot. I appreciate that a lot.
You know, I didn't want to believe it, Kenny, because I know now that you and Dominguez have stopped seeing each other, so it couldn't happen. But then again, you never know, brother. I mean, you just never know with these things. Amen.
Well,
So Dominguez was there.
No, Dominguez was not.
I heard they, I mean, to be honest with you, I know Kent's back on the air because he hit the Cardinal with a calling up for some money. Now he sent him some donations. I know he did.
That's right. That's right. Yep. That is true.
I mean, well, you say, like I said, he is back on the air. I guess, like I said, he called somebody.
Well, he didn't call him. I mean, he got donations. I don't know if the Cardinal needed a tax write-off or he just talked nice to him, but the Cardinal sent him some money. I know that for a fact.
Yeah, well, Cardinal's just a good man. He's just a good man. He's a kind
man. Yes, he is. Yeah. I
got
that.
And man, he says he sent him some of the those headphones, the ones that say Boss on it with the E on the end, those expensive ones. The Bozies, I think they're called.
the Boss ones with the E on the end. I like those better.
Yeah,
those
you said
the
Bozies.
Really,
that's right.
Yeah. No, they're Boss with an E on the end. That's what the ones that they are.
That's the legit brand.
Yeah, the Bose headphones are good headphones.
Yeah, I'm Cardinal, don't mess around. Didn't he send you some good headphones too, Pastor Kane?
Yeah, he sent me some.
Kenneth stopped using them. They made his ears sweat.
I use them now, but it doesn't matter though when it comes to Discord because I can't hear if I wear the headphones. I talk too loud and then I can't voice chat. Well, you know how that goes.
Well, at least you found them.
But if you don't,
I remember for the longest time you couldn't find them. That's true, because Tony hit him, right?
Well, yeah, but no, he came somewhere, and now we have them back. Okay, so, okay.
Why did he hide them, Kenny? I don't understand why he
didn't hide them. He just put them somewhere.
Well, Kenny,
okay?
you told us, Kenny, but you
didn't know where they're at.
That's the whole definition of hiding them.
Well, he forgot where he put them. Okay,
That'll happen.
Okay.
Amen.
Well, that's like a copy of the original, right?
Amen.
Say what one?
Kenny, you're like,
you know what
a counterfeit, brother?
Is?
Well, listen, I gotta do other messages.
Okay, now I'm being bashed on this show?
No, you're not being bashed on this show.
All I hear is my name. You forget I'm listening?
No. You're not being bashed on this show.
All I hear is my name. For what reason? I don't hide your stuff. I didn't hide your stuff. I didn't take your stuff. I don't know what you're telling people. But I don't think this is the place to be airing it right now on your supposed show. Love your new format,
Well, no problem. Okay,
we didn't mean
so
anything by it, Tony. I didn't mean to take...
What, should I hold in?
Or what?
I don't think Brother Farrar had bad intentions. We do not know. He might have good intentions. The benefits of
the
doubt,
no bad intentions intended. Okay?
I think he's just looking out for the best interest of Pastor Ken, to be honest with you, and he's misunderstood. I know Tony F. just, like I said, he cares about Pastor Ken. That's all.
Amen.
Yeah, he does. He cares a lot about me. Okay? And we're not
Amen.
Bashing you on the show. Okay?
Why am I being discussed on
well,
the show?
Well, you're not. Okay, well, we're not going to discuss you anymore.
Since your show, I left your show so the Discord people would leave me alone. And now they're still bashing me and talking about me, and I'm not even part of your show anymore.
Did we even say anything?
Not that I am aware of.
Well, nobody's bashing.
Why am I being discussed?
Okay, well, no more discussion. Okay.
Is your show godly?
Yes, it is a godly
show. Bible or
that's what I've been doing.
No, everything has been to discuss. You and Dominguez, you were talking about you having sex with a whore on this godly new show.
No, we said he didn't have sex with a whore, Tony.
I mean, we're talking about how we think it's all shenanigans and how, but I don't know.
Tony, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to offend you by asking about the headphones. I didn't know any better. Apologize.
Ain't no big deal. Okay, ain't no biggie. Okay, well, listen, hey. I gotta go on with the show, so
Penny,
I'm gonna put it on mute. So
wait, Penny.
I can go on
Penny.
With the show.
Penny.
Yeah.
Penny. Before you let me go, brother. Can I request a song?
Sure, you can.
I promise you, it's not anything profane. I think Tony F will like it. It's called "I Will Survive" by Gloria Gaynor. Anyway, you
can
play that.
Yeah, I know the song "I Will Survive" by Gloria Gaynor. I think
that would be a perfect song at this point in time right now.
Amen. And if y'all don't mind, I'm not like a professional radio show calling in songs and saying the weather, the time. Can y'all play the song "Dixieland Delight"? That's a song that gets played at Brian Danny Stadium when Alabama football's playing. It's called "Dixieland Delight."
I don't know if I have that one.
Well, everybody has that one. Everybody has that one. I mean, that's a great song.
I'd like to request "Bringing in the Cheese" by Tony F.
How about "Oil Rigger Boy"? I'm just kidding, Kenny.
Okay. Wait a minute. Let me play your song, Don. Okay.
Thank you, brother.
"I Will Survive" by Gloria Gaynor. Here we go.
I'm
that goes out to DC2. All right. Since he requested that song. Okay. Let's get into the next. Let's get into the next message. Okay. It's gonna be a prophetic message, okay, and this goes out to all those who need it the most. The Father says that they need your now moment to redefine your boundaries. Over time, the enemy seeks to build barriers of pressure to keep you from putting your foot on new territory that I have given you in my kingdom. Never allow the pressures of life to move you into that direction. Turn your face into the storm and command those winds and waves to cease. Do not take no for an answer. Turn broadside to the greatest challenge in your life and step forward by my spirit into a radical outcome. This is where we separate from the men from the boys, says the Father. Are you ready for a come up higher assignment? Say this in your heart: greater is the pressure of God's spirit flowing on me than the pressure of the enemy trying to overcome me. Say it till it's true. Say it until it becomes your default inner response to every challenge of life. I'm calling upon you to strip away some bumpers you have placed around yourself for comfort's sake. It's time to love the unlovely. It is time to show favor to those who have not championed my blessing in your life. The most radical thing you can do is make yourself a positive blessing in the lives of those who have been anything but a blessing back to you. Let love find its perfect expression in your life. Refuse to be manipulated or controlled. Speak truth and live every day with a willing heart and a hand upon to those. Expose the charlatans and false professors. Step out of the purified example of walking in love and generosity and righteousness and truth. This is who you are. This is your highest and best self that I have created for you to manifest every day and in every way, regardless of pressure. So act now and see your horizons become filled with my promise. Amen. Amen. Well, I hope that this prophetic message is a blessing to some, again, to come at the right time. Amen. Well, we have one more caller that I haven't answered. Let me take this caller and find out who it is. Hello.
Hello, Kenny. Hello, Kenny. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
Just trying to get back on my feet again.
Okay.
You know who this is?
Is this Clay Douglas?
Yes, it is, Kenny. I'm just trying to get back and back into my own feet.
Amen. I've been praying for you, Clay.
Thank you, there, Ken. thank you.
Sounds like you got a cold
or something. Oh, my God. Just been coughing up a storm over here. Got a tuberculosis.
Okay. Well, sorry to hear that. I'll keep you in my prayers.
Oh, thank you, dear, Kenny. I sure miss my dog Bandit.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I'm sure you do.
I just want to say thank you for taking my call and hearing me out. And thank you, Kenny. If you could put me back on the mute.
You're so welcome, my brother Clay. Okay, let me let you go. Okay. Keep coughing up along. Okay? Okay, I'll keep you in my prayers, my brother. All right. Well, that was great. I haven't heard from Clay in a long time. And I hope he feels better real soon. All right. So I'm gonna end the show now. I think I'm gonna end the show now. It's just a little bit early, okay? And so I'm gonna say a closing prayer. Dear God, thank you for letting me broadcast tonight to those who wanted to hear it and wanted to hear a message. Okay. Thank you all the callers, Lord. Okay. They've been a blessing. Okay. I want you to put a blessing on their lives, Lord. Okay. I want to thank all the people listening in the chat room. Okay. May you put a blessing on their lives as well. And everyone that's been listening in on the link, may you put a blessing on them as well. Okay. God bless you all. I love you all. Okay. See you again tomorrow night, 8:00 p.m. Central Standard Time. Have a wonderful and blessed night. Amen.